Rosebud Sioux Tribe President Kathleen Woodenknife delivered the annual State of the Tribes address to lawmakers. She backed two pieces of legislation that impact tribal nations. She wants support to move toward a tribal managed care model that would pool Medicaid funding and allow tribes to negotiate costs for off-reservation care. She also says support for managed care is essential for tribal members.
Imagine that when a patient is looking for an appointment, the managed care call center helps find the best appointment with the least waiting time.
Will Mortensen is a Republican representative from Fort Pierre and a member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. He's sponsoring a bill to help with the effort.
I think this is among the most groundbreaking proposals that will come before the legislature this year.
Woodenknife also supports a bill that would add tribal police to the state's legal definition of a certified law enforcement officer. That would add protections, like making it easier to prosecute people who assault tribal officers on non-tribal land. Puri Poirier is a Republican representative from Rapid City and a member of the Oglala Sioux Tribe. She's on a state committee studying the overrepresentation of Native American children in foster care. There's no legislation on that this year, but she says committee members are making progress.
Because they're getting in the room, they're having the conversations that they need to have, and they're coming up with mutual beneficial solutions.
There are 9 tribal nations in South Dakota. Nearly 10% of people in the state identify as Native American.